So we're happy to see entire quarters of Concord are quite rural, which is lovely and still worked. But sometimes we see pieces of the land, of the farmland, sold off and subdivided for housing. And that's hard to see, particularly if it breaks a swath and you see a lot of development in the middle of farming country. Usually there's no trees, so it looks so naked when you have that kind of development. But it's understandable. It's very valuable land. And when someone who was in the farming tradition passes away and no one wants to take it up, it's quite understandable. Even renting, you know, there are farmers who rent land from others who are no longer farming. It's still a very expensive proposition. And so the economics really aren't there, and I don't know how to tip that balance. It's problematic in that if people who are farmers want to move to Concord, they can't afford to live here or farm here. So if you don't have someone to farm the land, you can't have farmers anymore. So that's something as a community we have to solve. We have to come to some decisions about how to subsidize farmers and their crew. That's in particular very difficult. The work crew has to be subsidized or they can't live here. They'd have to take the train in from elsewhere, live in places that don't have trains, and with the cost of gas, it's exorbitant at the wages that they earn. They just can't be in farming. So these are things that we're going to have to face as a community pretty soon. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.